I'm one of the founding members of IJV. It was set up in officially in 2008 at a founding meeting in Toronto. It brought together a bunch of small, I don't know if you want to call them anti-Zionist or equivocal Zionist organizations from across Canada who had some major fundamental problems with Israel and Zionism, and brought it together in 2008. At that time, I don't think anybody was promoting the idea of declaring ourselves anti-Zionist, but shortly after we established the organization, within the year, we embraced the international boycott, divestment, and sanctions movement, which I think in substance is anti-Zionist. It talks about ending the discrimination against Palestinians within 48 Israel. It talks about bringing down the apartheid wall. It talks about bringing back the refugees from across the world and withdrawing Israeli occupation of Palestinian territories in the region. It seems to me if those were enacted, that would be tantamount to taking apart the Israeli state. We've got now about 24 chapters from the West Coast to the East Coast, including city-based and college and university-based chapters. And we're trying to change the political climate and atmosphere within Canada on the subject of Israel and Zionism to lock horns with and combat and demystify a lot of the propaganda that comes out from Israel from the well-funded and highly organized Zionist forces in this country.
But when we talk about independent Jewish Voices Canada, it is an independent organization, puts itself forward as an organization representing Jewish people of a certain sort across Canada. What do we mean by independent Jewish Voices Canada?
I guess there's no formal definition of what independent means there, but I think in substance, it is independent of the mainstream Zionist-dominated Jewish organizations that have a direct tie to organizations like the Council on Israel and Jewish Affairs, or CIJA, and B'nai B'rith, which are in lockstep with the Israeli government, and in some instances, take funding from them. We are promoting a more, not more, we're promoting a universalistic approach to issues of politics and morality. And we are opposed to all forms of racism, including anti-Semitism, Islamophobia, and anti-Palestinian racism.
So IJV Canada adopted an anti-Zionism resolution. What is this resolution? What has IJV Canada resolved itself to be vis-à-vis Zionism and Zionist ideology?
I think in a nutshell, Zionism can be accurately described as the Jewish form of white supremacy, if you boil it right down to its core substance. It means the establishment of a state that privileges the position of Jews in relation to other ethnicities, most in particular Palestinians. It institutionalizes this in laws and in taxation and all kinds of regulations. It has been promoted since its inception as a benign means of providing Jews with protection against anti-Semitism, but in fact, it is anything but benign, and it is at core a racist project which privileges Jews. And in building itself and reinforcing itself and creating alliances around the world, it lines up with every form of reactionary racist politics in the world. In some instances, with outright anti-Semites like Donald Trump or Viktor Orban, the president of Hungary. So the priority there is the creation and maintenance of a Jewish supremacy state, and even at the cost or they're even willing to do so by making alliances with outright anti-Semites.
This was quite the process that IJV Canada went through deciding whether or not it wished to adopt a stance of being anti-Zionist. And it was at times, I think right from the beginning and throughout the process, quite demanding on the organization. It was controversial. It got even heated, if I can use that word. I myself was involved in that process, in that heatedness, to clear myself again. Can you tell me about the process that IJV Canada went through to decide, to determine that it would indeed declare itself as being anti-Zionist?
I think the organization, since its inception, has been substantively anti-Zionist because its priorities embody positions that are antithetical to the creation or maintenance of a Jewish supremacist state. But I think there was hesitancy, and I think this is where the acrimony internally had its source, was that there was a hesitancy to declare the organization anti-Zionist, lest the organization have less of an impact or appeal to members of the Jewish community who might be weaned from Zionism, but with a more gradualist or less in-your-face approach to the issue.
But I think there were folks within IJV Canada who themselves considered themselves to be Zionists within a certain stream of Zionism and were loath to kind of see the organization declare itself to be anti-Zionist. Is this the case?
I think that there were some people who held on to a romantic notion of Zionism, the benign view of what it entailed. But I think that over time, through constant dialogue, research, discussion, hearing different sources, being in touch with other organizations, realized that this became increasingly untenable and that the notion that there is a benign approach to Zionism was romantic and a fairy tale.
And again, you've talked a little bit about this, Sid, like what is Zionism? But there are all these different streams of Zionism. There's political, cultural Zionism, religious Zionism. There were Zionists back in the late 19th century, early 20th century, who were presented themselves as Zionists who still recognize the rights of the indigenous people of Palestine. So there are all kinds of streams of Zionism.
True enough, but the one that dominates, the one that has created the state and maintains and reinforces and pursues an expansionist foreign policy and an increasingly repressive domestic policy is political Zionism from the Jabotinsky school that goes way back to the origins or in the 1920s. And there is nothing tolerable about this actual substance of this Zionism that governs Israel today and is determining all of its priorities.
Can you describe a little bit about the debate that took place, the process that took place to determine that IJV Canada would be anti-Zionist? I mean, it was quite a lengthy and drawn-out process, wasn't it?
Yeah, now the issue surfaced a couple of times. I raised the idea, promoted the idea of IJV declaring itself anti-Zionist, I guess going back maybe 4 or 5 years ago. And I think even at that time, the majority position was in favor of going in that direction. But there was a vociferous minority that insisted one view was that it was wrong to label all forms of Zionism dismissively or to characterize them all as reactionary. And there was another position that emphasized the positive natures of certain streams of cultural Zionism, things like that. So the issue was dropped, but it kept coming back because in particular, young members of the organization were not satisfied with our having no position on that. So they kept introducing resolutions to annual meetings. And finally, when that came about, the annual general meeting before the last one, there was a resolution referred to a committee that was to be struck to research and evaluate and report back to the membership at this last annual general meeting. I was part of that committee that researched and evaluated and reported back. And it was unanimous among the members of the committee, and that did a great deal of research and reached out to other organizations seeking their advice on whether or not and why and how to pursue this. And we came back with a strong recommendation that the organization declare itself anti-Zionist, and it ultimately passed through. I think it was about 90% of a positive vote.
And when did that happen?
This last June.
So post October 7th.
Yes.
What impact did Israel's war on Gaza have on the process of deciding within IJV Canada that it would become anti-Zionist?
I think for people, most people, it was the icing on the cake. It was illustrative of the real core nature of Zionism actually existing as opposed to fairy tale versions of Zionism. And I think that it showed the outright racist and horrific, violent nature of the Zionist government in Israel and its place in the international imperialist system with its partnership with the United States and its backing from governments of Western Europe and North America and the opposition from the global South. So it fits into a larger framework of settler colonialism. And I think this is another added perspective on the issue that helped us convince people to reject Zionism.
Now, the Trudeau government and, of course, the American government, and it's hard to find any Western government, French, German, British, who don't consider anti-Zionism to be fundamentally anti-Semitic, that it is anti-Semitic to be anti-Zionist. If you were to ask Justin Trudeau, what do you think about anti-Zionism? I think he'd be find it very easy to say this is really an outrageous kind of position. It's fundamentally anti-Semitic because this is syllogism that's created between Zionism and Judaism, Zionism and the support of Israel's right to defend itself. To be anti-Zionist is really beyond the pale.
This is a tribute to the success of Israeli and Zionist propaganda. I think it's going back maybe 50 years now. The Israel and its Zionist supporters were finding themselves for the first time on the receiving end of criticism of Israel and its treatment of the Palestinians. And they had no substantive answer for those questions or charges. So they came up with the notion at that time that fundamental questions about Israel and Zionism were at root anti-Semitic. And in the ensuing decades, they have managed to create in the popular mind and through a tremendous amount of effort, of propaganda, of reinforcement through campaigns from the Israeli government and its allies internationally, that opposition to Zionism is tantamount to the modern form of anti-Semitism. And that's one of the things that independent Jewish voices have been very active in, is mounting campaigns to oppose the notion that anti-Zionism is anti-Semitism. We took that position before we declared ourselves anti-Zionists. We've taken that position for the last several years, particularly in opposition to the International Holocaust Remembrance Alliance definition of anti-Semitism, which institutionalizes the notion that anti-Zionism is anti-Semitism. In the 11 examples that the IHRA definition has of anti-Semitism, 7 of them apply to Israel.
So to be anti-Zionist, does this mean that one opposes the legitimacy of a Jewish state?
Precisely.
I mean, Israel is the Jewish state, which is, if I may, you know, barge in intellectually into this, it's the Jewish state. Seems astonishing as a Jewish person, right? I mean, whose Jewish state? It's not simply a Jewish state. It's the Jewish state representing all the world's Jewish people, even those who've never set foot in Israel.
I think the notion that the Jewish state or a Jewish state is legitimate has been a major triumph in the part of Israel and its Zionist supporters. We don't go for Muslim states or Christian states, but there's a carve out for the notion of a Jewish state, allegedly because it provides sanctuary for Jews from anti-Semitism internationally. But that's the notion that has prevailed, that this is a benign project, that it has a salvation project at the core of it, for Jews who have no place else to go internationally. But this is an exception that should not be made for a Jewish state any more than the other forms of ethnic or religiously based states. We should all be pursuing, promoting, embracing the notion of a small L liberal state in which all citizens are equal before the law. That is not to say that has actually the case or has been achieved anywhere, but in a place like Canada, which is replete with different forms of discrimination and racism, no two citizens have different status before the law. But a Jewish state does create different legal statuses for Jews and non-Jews, and there is the national law in Israel, which has been passed in the last several years, which says that Israel is the embodiment of the nation state of the Jewish people of the world. That means it's our state, you and mine, we are included in this, David. It's a really an outrageous project, and it distorts all kinds of fundamental values.
And these are lands within which 14 million people reside. People say, oh yeah, the population of Israel is 9 million. In fact, Israel comprises all the territories west of the Jordan River, between the Jordan River and the Mediterranean. In reality, Israel has effectively annexed all these territories. There's 14 million people in these territories. Half of them are Jewish, half of them are Muslim. A very small percentage are Christian. Slightly less than half are Jewish. Slightly more than half are Muslim. And the former, the Jews, have full national rights because it's the Jewish state. It's their land. And the latter, the Muslims and the small Christian minority and the atheists, it's not their land. And they have no
national rights. That there has been a great deal of controversy recently generated by the Palestine Solidarity Movement chanting "From the river to the sea, Palestine will be free." That's according to Netanyahu, his government, and supporters internationally. That is anti-Semitic because they allege that this means it's a call for pushing Jews living there out of the country into the sea. And in fact, it is a call for the liberation of non-Jews who are living under the discriminatory, institutionalized discrimination of the Israeli state. And the flip side of that is that the Zionists consider all that territory from the Jordan River to the sea to be greater Israel that they are in pursuit of, and they are in the process of trying to ethnically cleanse the Palestinians from the West Bank and Gaza in order to realize their version of "From the river to the sea."
Sid Schneid, is the word getting out that IJV Canada is anti-Zionist, has declared itself to be formally anti-Zionist?
We're doing whatever we can to spread the word, to legitimize this. I had a very interesting experience recently. Like I say, I think we've been in substance anti-Zionist since our inception, but we've made this step recently. And I was at a iftar dinner in Surrey, British Columbia, where I live. It's a suburb of Vancouver. And there was an iftar dinner this last spring featuring Gabor Mate, the internationally known trauma therapist. He was speaking. He's been very active on speaking out against what Israel has been doing, the horrors and crimes it's been committing in Gaza. And he was the featured speaker at this iftar dinner. And I introduced him, and I declared there that IJV had just recently declared itself anti-Zionist. And the Muslim audience burst into a rapturous applause. And at that time, I thought, wow, that is the importance of our having taken this step. And this is what some of the people who were advocating that we declare ourselves anti-Zionist have been arguing for a while. Our focus, when we were hesitant about declaring ourselves anti-Zionist, is the potential negative impact on Jews who might otherwise embrace the substance of our position. The people who were telling us the other side of this is there's a message to the victims of Zionism and our potential allies in the Palestinian and Muslim communities. By declaring ourselves Zionist, we would declare ourselves on their side in this struggle. And the response from that audience that evening really brought that home to me very strongly.
And what's been the feedback from the Jewish community across Canada? Because I think lots of IJV members, IJV Canada members were saying, you know, we're really wanting to be recruiting new IJV members in our shuls, in our synagogues, you know, in our progressive liberal synagogues. And if people ask, you know, who's IJV, what's IJV, and we say, oh, we've just declared ourselves to be anti-Zionist. Oh, by the way, we're an anti-Zionist organization. People would reject IJV Canada, and there'd be good Jewish people of conscience who'd shrink from joining IJV Canada. So it would kind of trash IJV Canada's message to the liberal Jewish community who would otherwise join the organization.
I have found this aspect of the situation really fascinating. Zionism was established by atheist secular Jews, but since its establishment, it has become the dominant ideology among Jews in the world, and it has been taken on by religious Jews, and there are Orthodox Jews who embrace Zionism as well. And what this has meant is that synagogues and community organizations have become bastions of Zionism to the degree where even otherwise liberal congregations will not touch the issue of anti-Zionism or discussion of Israel and its actions, its genocide in Gaza at all. They just seal this off. And I find this to be an incredibly ironic aspect of Zionism and its success. There's this old line about two Jews, three opinions, discussions of everything, arguing with God. But when it comes to the subject of Israel, you cannot discuss it. This is beyond the beyond. You know, this is totally sacrosanct. But this has not been successful. In the aftermath of October 7th, we have had the membership nationally of IJV increase by about 50% by young Jews who can't stand being lined up through their communities with the crimes that are being committed by Israel in Gaza and elsewhere. And they're bringing, many of them are bringing a religious orientation and the values that they learned through their religious training to IJV. And they want to be with others, religious and irreligious, who are taking a common stand in solidarity with the victims of the oppression that Israel is dishing out, and wanting to make a difference in terms of changing the community and changing the political landscape in Canada on this subject. We've been struggling on these various fronts for years, and I don't know if you've been made aware of this, David, but IJV launched a struggle several years ago to have the charitable tax status of the Jewish National Fund in Canada removed. For listeners who aren't familiar with this, the Jewish National Fund is an Israeli institution that uses funds to purchase land for the exclusive use of Jews in Israel and beyond. And so what we have been saying since we took the issue up is that the stipulations, the requirements, and the behavior of the Jewish National Fund is in contradiction with the laws of Canada. You cannot have charitable tax status for an institution rooted in discriminatory behavior. And we thought that we were getting nowhere for years, but it turns out that our initiative and that of others of our allies across the country pushing the Canada Revenue Agency generated what we consider a belated response, in which the charitable tax status of the Jewish National Fund was removed. And that the Canada Revenue Agency is in the process of examining several other Canada-based Zionist organizations which have been raising money for Israel and challenging their charitable tax status on the same basis, which is exactly the kind of thing, the priority that we have. Our goal is to delegitimize the notion that Israel should have the support of the Canadian government, the Canadian political class, the efforts at the United Nations through taxes or whatever to end the unique support that Israel enjoys within Canada and within other countries, overwhelmingly Western countries. But this has been a major source of strength of Israel that has allowed it to continue its criminal behavior. And we wanted to take that apart within Canada to the best that we can.
Sid Schneid, I'd like to thank you for joining me on the Green Planet Monitor. And we shall, of course, connect to IJV Canada's website if folks want to join IJV Canada. Do you have to be Jewish to join IJV Canada?
No, we have a lot of non-Jewish supporters, and recently, particularly since October 7th, we've had a number of Arab and Muslim supporters, and the solidarity that we're building within the community is really, it's heartwarming, it's inspirational, and it's the kind of vision we have for the future of our society, and it's antithetical to everything that Israel and Zionism stand for.
Sid Schneid, thank you so much for joining me on the Green Planet Monitor.
Thank you, David.
Sid Schneid is a founding member of Independent Jewish Voices Canada. To learn more about IJV Canada, go to greenplanetmonitor.net. That's it for today's GPM, a listener-supported podcast coming to you from Earth Chronicle Productions in the Netherlands. Listen to, read, and watch more Earth stories at greenplanetmonitor.net. Find us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and YouTube, and our home base, Blueberry. We're also on Facebook and Twitter, and Canada's Harbinger Media Network. Wherever or however you're listening, reading, or watching, please help us make the GPM happen. Subscribe and or donate at greenplanetmonitor.net. By the way, the guy behind this guitar is Dan Weisenberger. Thanks for your brilliant instrumental themes, Dan. I'm David Kattenberg. Over and out for now.
Radio Rewind. Now we wait it. Radio Rewind. Now we wait it. Radio Rewind. Radio Rewind.
The following content has previously aired on CJSF. But don't worry, we'll be back next week with fresh content. CJSF 90.1 FM. Diverse, independent, yours.